Nolte, NBC News column smear, Goya CEO on quest for white acceptance. By John Nolte on July 13, 2020. Goya Foods CEO Bob Onanu's support for President Trump can only mean he's a racial sellout who poisons his own people, according to a bigoted and small-minded columnist at NBC News. The only old, white, male privilege I'm aware of is that we old, white males can still vote for whomever we wish without having our identities questioned. Whether we vote Democrat or Republican, Green or Libertarian, everyone shrugs. Old, white guys being old, white guys just isn't news. Everyone else, though. Wow. Times are tough. If blacks don't vote Democrat, they ain't black, as one infamous, white racist recently put it. Blacks who don't vote Democrat are relentlessly attacked and demonized. Not just by white racists like Joe Biden, but by the corporate media and by their own, the most vocal parts of the black community. Women who don't vote Democrat are not women. At least, that's the argument from hysterical feminists and the news media. Gays who don't vote Democrat aren't gay, or something. And now Bob Onanu, CEO of Goya Goods, is not really Hispanic. His sin? He digs President Trump and had the moral courage to say so out loud. We are truly blessed, at the same time, to have a leader like President Trump who is a builder, Onanu said at a Rose Garden ceremony last week. To make matters worse, once the left launched their oh-so-predictable blacklisting and boycotting campaigns, Onanu refused to back down, which, these days, is like quadrupling your original sin. It's bad enough you're a political apostate, but to thumb your nose at the left-wing mob? Oh, no, that cannot be allowed. After all, that might give others the courage to thumb their nose at the left-wing mob. And then it all falls apart. So now, on the pages of NBC News, the next phase of the attack against has begun. We've all seen it before. It's as predictable as the sunrise. Onanu will now be smeared as a racial sellout, emphasis added. Well, as a longtime supporter of Republican candidates, Onanu has had no problem shunning his grandfather's Puerto Rican migrant roots by playing up his family's Spanish and European ones, as though the quest for white acceptance is something noble to achieve in these times. Plus, those who have been following Goya already know it has a tendency to step away from more progressive political causes, such as its decision in 2017 to stop sponsoring the National Puerto Rican Day Parade, which was planning to honor Puerto Rican nationalist Oscar López Rivera. In 2013, the company had to offer a weak apology for slapping a large, tacky Goya logo on a statue in the Bronx, New York City, honoring baseball legend Roberto Clemente. The situation sparked cries that all the company really cared about was commodifying Latino heritage, not celebrating it. Did you catch all that? Shunning his Puerto Rican roots, on a quest for white acceptance. Commodifying, which isn't really a word, his Latino heritage instead of celebrating it. Oh, and Onanu is also poisoning his own people with his food products. Goya sells ultra-cheap foodstuffs often filled with sodium and other preservatives, telling us, in effect, that our heritage is chemicalized and dangerous, when little is further from the truth. The unhealthiness of sodium and preservative-filled foods, which are cheaper to manufacture, package, transport and sell in mass quantities without losing any to spoilage than foods without those ingredients, is part of what leads many to say that Latino cuisine, and thus Latinos, are inherently unhealthy. And all because he supports Donald Trump. It's so vicious you can hardly grasp someone believing such a cruel thing, much less a major outlet like NBC publishing such a cruel thing. But that's the world we live in now, one where the news media are all left-wing propaganda all the time. You know, my wife has been through this. For those of you who don't know, my wife is Mexican, was born in Mexico, and did not become a citizen until she was in her 20s. Spanish is her first language, and while she considers herself all American, she still loves and embraces the heritage of her parents. That's one of the great things about America. Everyone's heritage becomes part of the giant melting pot. But when we were living in Los Angeles, she worked at a company with a bunch of other Hispanic women who shunned her because she's married to a very lucky white guy. For all those years, she was snubbed. But who's the bigot? Those who look at your skin color and demand you vote, think, believe, and marry a certain way? Or those who believe and live and let live, who believe that in America you can be whoever you want to be and live your life however you wish. Those who believe your skin color should have nothing to do with your personal beliefs. Bob Onanu and my wife represent the best America, the very best Americans. Those who would enslave them in any way to their skin color are nothing less than small-minded bigots. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.